Most people's idea of cleaning and organizing personal belongings is picking things up and dumping them in a place where no one can see them. The process is repeated over and over again till there's no space left in a spare closet, a room, or the garage. However, a free workshop called Relocating, Downsizing, or Simplifying Your Life is being organized in the Ozark Natural Foods Conference Center on Saturday to help people achieve their cleanliness and organization goals. Judith Blazer is hosting the workshop. She is a certified life coach, a productivity specialist, and the owner of Blazer's Organizing Solutions.
I've been working for the last year and a half to integrate my coaching with my organizing because there's such an emotional aspect to what people attach to their belongings. So that's the part where I've sort of blend the coaching and organizing piece to help people separate their attachment to things when they are ready to release them.
Judith, who works with clients in Northwest Arkansas and Oklahoma, says she wouldn't call herself an obsessive-compulsive organizer. Instead, her approach to organizing is holistic.
I really look at how people can work with getting their lives in a more manageable place. Clutter really actually is very energy draining, and so I work with people to help them move some of their belongings out or get them in a place where they can actually find them, because most American adults spend about 55 minutes a day looking for things they have but they can't find.
According to Judith, words like unorganized and messy are very subjective in nature. The trick is to look around. If you feel happy and relaxed, you might not be that unorganized after all.
Lots of people can find what they are looking for, and they have what to some people would appear to be messy. But if you can find it, you're not unorganized. If you feel joy when you walk into your office or your home, you're in a good place. If you don't, if you feel dread, if you drive into your garage and go into your house and you feel dread every time you come home, that just sucks your energy. And that's what I try to help people move away from, toward feeling really good when they come home or go to their office.
Her workshop, Relocating, Downsizing, or Simplifying Your Life, is about helping people who want to move in the direction of simplifying their lives but are stuck or overwhelmed. Judith lists several factors that might contribute to the accumulation of unnecessary things by most of us.
Well, we're definitely a consumer society. I mean, that's the amount of trash that we get rid of every year would circle the globe about 6 times and go halfway to the moon. So that's a lot of garbage. Some of it's habitual, some of it's emotional. And part of what we try to do in work, what I try to do in working with people, is to find out what their attachment is to their things. Because it's never about the thing. It's about the feeling you have about the thing. So sometimes it's about a representation of a certain period in your life, your high school, your childhood years, or a connection to another person. Your parents may have died and you've inherited furniture and silver and things that aren't really you, but it's hard to let go of those because they're attached to other people you loved. So I help them with the emotional aspects of those things, as well as the physical aspects of finding ways to actually satisfy their need to get them moved on to other places.
Judith has a few basic tips for individuals to stay organized.
Well, I think the number one thing I would say is to do what I call a mind sweep, which is just to unload or download everything in your brain onto some, you know, either electronic device or piece of paper. And then from there, you can actually process it to see what it is. Because our mind gets cluttered, just like our houses and our offices do. And if we can get them out of our head and onto paper, then we can see what it is. And from there, we process it, find out what we want to do with it, and then we organize it. And that's a really great way for people to start to bring some continuity and some order into their lives. And especially if you feel like your schedule is too full, your house is too cluttered, your office is, you can't keep up with the deadlines you have.
Relocating, downsizing, or simplifying your life will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the OSAC Natural Foods Conference Center in Fayetteville.
There will be support material, and it will basically be laying out the steps to take to downsize, relocate, or simplify your life so that you can sort of take a step-by-step approach. And if you have as much as 6 months before you're relocating or moving to a more downsized situation, you can do this pretty easily. If you're in a crunch for time, it's going to be a little harder. And so having these steps will help people to organize their thoughts and then the actions that go with that.
The workshop is free and open to the public. To RSVP, call Judith at 479-643-2457. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.